This is the Brandon T. Adams Audio Experience. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Brandon T. Adams Audio Experience. I'm Brandon T. Adams, and let's talk about paid advertising. My thoughts around paid advertising, why I think it's powerful for scaling, and different strategies around it. First off, if you're looking to do paid ads, I highly suggest getting an expert. And my team and I do this. We know how to do paid advertising. You can always reach out to me at Brandon T. Adams on social media, and I can share how we work with other companies. But you can try it yourself, but there's so many things changing in paid advertising on Facebook, Meta, Instagram, TikTok, you name it. Heck, who knows? TikTok might be gone next month. We don't know. But with the algorithm, with the updates, everything happening, things are constantly changing. And the only way to really understand paid advertising is by constantly doing it. You can try to do it yourself, but you're likely to spend a lot more money to acquire a new lead than somebody that's an expert. So that's my thought around it. But paid advertising. So you look at organic social media. I mean, there's paid advertising where you're doing paid on TV. You could do, heck, you could even be doing on radio. But think about, let's talk about digital marketing alone on social media. You have Instagram, you have Facebook, you have YouTube, you have all these different platforms. You can only reach so many people by organically posting videos. Now, that helps. It works. It helps you get more leads and people get to see you, like you. But also, they might discover your page and they see your content. That's a way for them to engage with you and build trust with you. But what paid advertising does is it allows you to reach more people. I will post a video on social media and I will only reach so many people. But if I post a video on social media or in the ad campaign, do a post or have a campaign go where I do paid advertising to get myself in front of other people, I'm going to reach the numbers. It is a numbers game. And if you want to scale a business, if you want to scale more eyeballs, in this world, you're going to have to put money behind it. And so I can only reach so many people organically. So what I'll do is I'll look at different videos that I have. We're a big advocate of testing things. I'll try dozens of video assets, graphics, you name it. And I'll put money behind it, maybe $5 a day per asset. So let's say we have put a number 10 different videos out and 10 different videos that we put $5 a day between each. That's $50 a day. Now, what I'm doing is I'm testing it over 10 days. I'll see what gets more engagement, which gets more clicks, which gets more people to comment, gets more people to go to our website. And based on the videos that are performing at a higher level, I will put more money behind it, which gets more results, more return. And so paid advertising allows you to reach more people, even very specific targeting. I could target somebody, let's say I only want to do advertising to people in Nashville, Tennessee. Or maybe I want to target only people that are interested in entrepreneurship. Or maybe people that are interested in real estate. Or maybe I want to do geofencing where I can target people in a very specific neighborhood or location, male, female, in a different state around the country. Because once you understand who your ideal client is, your ideal avatar, who's going to buy your product and service, you're going to want to speak to them. You don't want to just speak to the world. The riches are in the niches. I want to speak to the people who are going to be most likely to buy my products or services or listen to my message. So paid advertising and targeting allows me to speak directly to the people who are going to be most likely to buy my product or service and resonate with my message, which means that money is going to put me in front of the right people, which means more people are going to buy what I have to offer. So paid advertising accelerates everything you're doing. We have certain campaigns we're doing where some are doing $10,000 in paid ads a month. Some are doing $10,000 a day in paid ads. Now, the only reason we'd be spending that kind of money in paid advertising on a daily basis or a monthly basis is because we're getting a return on ad spend. Let's say we put $10,000 in, but we get $30,000 back. That's a positive investment. Test before we invest. Usually when we do a paid advertising campaign for any client, we will do about a 4 to 6 week test. And let's say it's about $5,000 total, $3,000 to $5,000. What we'll do is we'll have a bunch of different assets. We'll test them. We'll see what works. Then once we find the winning asset, winning video, winning photo, we will put more money behind it. And then once we start seeing the return, the return on ad spend, we can keep pouring more money into advertising, which means we're getting more return and we're scaling, but also we're acquiring new customers. Because you look at the lifelong value of a customer. If I can acquire a customer for $100, but I know the lifetime value of the customer is $1,000, that's a good investment. Another concept or way to look at it is, let's say it costs me $150 to acquire a customer through an ad, but that customer is going to spend $100 a month with me on a different service, and that customer might be with me for 1, 2, 3 years. Well, that's recurring revenue. That was a smart investment. The other side you got to look at is, beyond that person acquiring your product service and becoming a customer, what about them telling other people about your product because you acquired that customer? You're then getting referrals. There's a domino effect here. Then there's the branding side of it, where more people see your face over time. The branding play is a long game. Eventually, more people buy from you. I'm a huge advocate of paid advertising, specifically on Instagram and Facebook and even TikTok, and putting money behind advertising to be seen by the right people. I have daily ads running all over, and you can find them if you go to my website, BrandonCAdams.com. We will retarget you because there's a pixel in the back end. Or even if you go to my social media handle at BrandonCAdams, we are putting messages in front of you, whether our free plus shipping book offer or our free video campaigns or our events or whatever we're promoting, our workshops. I love paid advertising. As you can tell, I get really excited about this. But I would highly suggest you could start small and you grow from there. If you're looking to really grow a brand, grow awareness, grow your company, grow your revenue, look into doing paid advertising. That's all I got for you today. Hope you enjoyed this show. Feel free to leave us a review, 5-star review in your comments in all podcast platforms, what you think of this show. Hope you enjoyed the Brandon T. Adams audio experience, specifically the rapid fires on Thursdays. And you know where to find me. I'm very easy to find. Come reach out to me, and maybe I'll hear from you and share your story on a future episode of the podcast. Until next time, y'all, we'll see you later.